Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tressa Wilcox and she is a master gardener. And Tressa, the big event of the year is coming up.
That's right, LaVon. The Cass County Master Gardeners Plant Sale, which we've been going on now for probably at least 10 years, is this Saturday, or is Saturday, May 12th at the Community Center.
You know, and if people kind of think about it, we've been having that always on the Saturday before Mother's Day, and that's what this date is. So if you forget the date, just go, okay, before Mother's Day, we got to go to the plant sale. So May 12th. And time?
It starts at 8 a.m., and we are there until the plants are gone.
Which is usually about...
hour and a half.
Don't plan to come in the afternoon. There won't be anything left. So, Tressa, what kinds of plants? Where do those plants come from? Give us a little bit about the plants.
The plants come from Master Gardener's own gardens, and they're what's coming up this spring. And they have hosta, they have small iris, coreopsis, probably not too many peonies, but just a number of perennials that are coming up. This year we've had a late spring, so the things we bring in will be small, but they will grow.
And, you know, it's there's time, as once it gets warm, that stuff just grows so really fast. And, you know, I kind of like to have the hostas not so big when I get ready to dig them this time of year.
That's true. It is much easier to plant a smaller root bundle.
Mm-hmm. And kind of see where to dig it out and so on. So how are people going to get information about the plants? When they come to look, is there any information available?
Each of us are identifying our plants. We're telling the plant name, how high it grows, the color for the flower, and maybe a little bit about the foliage. So there should be a little short description of the plant with each one, and then the people who come are to determine the price.
There might be a few things priced, but most of it's donation.
Most of it's a donation, what you think it's worth, what you would like to give for the plants you're getting.
Okay. Now, the other night, we had a meeting the other night, and I hear people talking about things other than plants that might be available.
Yes, we've had a few people say they have some trellises they would like to donate. Would we be willing to sell them? So we decided to have some trellises and people bring in some yard art that they want to maybe move on or get rid of, and those would be available for sale as well.
And I think we have a stack of books also that we hope people will, you know, even if you don't want to give a lot of money for a book because it's a little older, hey, take it home, enjoy it.
Yes, we have some used books that people have just decided to thin their collection out. And then we have some newer books. We had a wonderful garden seminar this year with Jay Schwanke speaking, and he has written several books about flower arranging. And we've got those bundled together in groups of two with a ribbon. They'd be a great Mother's Day present.
Yeah, if you're a late shopper, this would be the time to get that. Or think
perfect.
Ahead. Yes, and they're pretty, and they're just such fun. I haven't really had time. No, everybody has the same amount of time. To really enjoy them. You know, I've looked through them, but you really need to look at them more carefully.
That's true. I bought some, and I have not really spent the time I should.
But the one especially is you learn everything about one arrangement on one page. You don't have to look at everything at once.
That's right. So, it should be a reference
book.
Yes,
exactly. So that kind of broadens out what's available at the plant sale. Now, the people who buy these, who donate money or buy as it's priced, and I think there'll be a few things priced, but mostly it's just whatever you decide. You know, so that money comes to Master Gardeners. What are some of the uses of that money, Tressa?
Well, the Master Gardeners do give out a scholarship, and then we have some awards for people who want to beautify their community in certain ways. They can apply for a grant, I guess you would call it. And some people from Cumberland, Griswold, Atlantic, Anita, places like that have asked for grants to plant at their library or their wellness center, various things like that.
Okay. So that means if you come and buy a plant, you're really helping out other people.
That's right. You're contributing.
So let's look back a little bit, Tressa. How long have you been a Master Gardener? Do you know? Because I don't know how many years I've been a Master Gardener.
I really don't. I'm sure it's been about 10.
Okay. Why did you decide to be a Master Gardener?
I always, I enjoyed gardening. My father was a big gardener, and so we got to do some gardening together when I got back into it. And then after the kids had gone and I had the empty nest, I decided that I would become a master gardener and spend some more time in the garden.
And, you know, I have people ask about, well, they say, I love flowers. I love this. So maybe I should be a master gardener. But it does go a bit beyond a love for plants.
Yes, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about trees and grasses and shrubbery and soil and things like that. So it's quite an educational process.
And then there's that giving back part.
Yes, there's volunteering, and that's a good thing when I'm retired, so that's a good thing for me to have more opportunities to give back.
Yeah. And there is a requirement that once you're Master Gardener, it's not a lot of hours. I mean, those hours are used up so quickly. So and I don't know about you, but I enjoy that when people want some help or whatever we do. We know we're doing good stuff for people in the community.
That's right.
So being a Master Gardener is a really satisfying kind of thing. Now, we should maybe mention that there's a bus trip coming up, although I think it's full, but let's talk a little bit about the bus trip.
Yes, the bus trip is June 7th, and it is going to several garden locations in eastern Iowa, a little bit south of Des Moines, around Indianola, and that area. And we have a full bus right now because it's very popular, but we do have a waiting list. So if you're really wanting to explore that, it wouldn't hurt to put your name on the waiting list by calling the extension office.
And maybe if you don't get to go this year, if your name is on the waiting list, you might hear about it next year.
That's right. You'll probably get an email about next year's bus tour.
Because I have a feeling there'll be one because it is so popular.
It's very popular. We're gone from about 7 in the morning till 6 at night, but it's all gung-ho gardeners who have a wonderful day.
Okay. And you're not required to be a master gardener to go on the tour, but you got to sign up and pay your money and so on. Also, I know you mentioned, Tressa, the garden seminar that just happened. What kind of comments have you heard from the garden seminar?
The master gardeners that went absolutely loved it, and we kind of went deep into our treasury to have this gentleman come, but we all feel it was worth it. And then I've had friends from the community who have said to me later, that was really an awesome, fabulous garden seminar.
So, and then I've had people say, okay, what's going to happen next? So we'll see what happens next because that's all a part of the planning. And let's see. I think we've sort of talked about the various things that Master Gardeners do. There's probably more. If people are interested in Master Gardeners and they'd like to go to a class and become one, we need to have you check with the Cass County Extension Office, and they can tell you where those classes will be. So, Tressa, remind us about the plant sale time, place, date.
Yes, the Master Gardener plant sale is Saturday, May 12th at the Community Center, and it starts at 8 a.m., and the sooner you get there, the better, because the good things go fast, but these are all pretty tried and true perennials that the Master Gardeners have had in their own gardens, so they're a good investment.
You bet. Thank you very much, Tressa Wilcox, for visiting with us and reminding us of this annual plant sale event that benefits the Master Gardeners and lots of people in the community.
You're welcome.
Until next time, here's a thought. Accept what is, let go of what was, and have faith in what can be.